Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the Kia Niro plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. Patrick Anderson McQuaid was one of the many survivors of Mother Baby Homes that spoke to us a few weeks ago and said and gave evidence to the commission, but also Patrick was very upset that his evidence was he did not feel reflected either at all or properly in the report. Now, two developments, Patrick. The first in the last half hour, and that is the chairperson of the commission, the Mother and Baby Home Commission, Justice Yvonne Murphy. She has declined an invitation from the Oireachtas Children's Committee to appear at it, before it, so to speak, to discuss the commission's final report on February the 16th. In an email received by the committee today, I'm reading from the Journal, Justice Murphy declined the invitation, saying she is unavailable. And then there's a line under that, but I don't think it's from she's not legally obliged to attend. But I don't think that's, I think that's more a comment or an observation than a comment by Justice Murphy. What do you think of that decision not to attend the Oireachtas? Which
I don't believe it. It's, I'm in shock, really. Really am, because too many things haven't happened. And now we've got another thing that's not going to happen. And of all the people, you know, there's people like me and other survivors who want to hear somebody talk instead of a politician, you know, talking politics and a Taoiseach saying a short apology. We need someone like Judge Murphy, who was in charge of the thing from the beginning, to answer questions. And considering there's so little in the report, and it, you can probably hear it in my voice. I only found out about 5 minutes ago, but I just, you need someone to answer the questions, and it'd be a good question to be put to these people, instead of saying, oh, well, you'll find something out in April, which is not good enough. And there'd be people more clever than me be able to answer why the report was done in the way it was done. Because it's gobbledygook to me. And I received my hard copy yesterday.
Oh, very good.
And I was so angry that I already did my art piece based on that, which I already sent to you about a minute ago. But
What did you do, Patrick?
I made an art piece out of the six
volumes,
cover pages. Six, I sent it to you. But
and what was your inspiration? What are you trying to communicate there in that art piece?
In that art piece, it indicates there's a little drop of red paint on each page, from each volume.
Yeah.
In the centre of the bottom is a question mark. And either side is four pieces from the poem I did for Mount Jerome for the Bethany
and this
grave. And it's just a big question mark, okay, because there's so many question marks. And she's got an opportunity to go in front of the committee with and answer those question marks that people like me and other survivors would like to ask. And they're not being, she's getting away with it. You know.
So do you think the survivors who gave evidence would think they'd be disappointed that Justice Murphy has declined the invitation?
Of course. Like she was the big... She was.
Yeah, she was in charge of it.
And yeah, even back in 2014 when we got the commission going for 2015, she was appointed to do it, and she's the one... Like this... I don't know what she's doing now, but surely she must be capable.
Well, she's been working hard for a long number of years between the Dublin, as well as her judicial work, but the Dublin Diocese and now the Mother and Baby Home Commission. Now, Patrick, what I have you there, when you gave evidence, were you told that your evidence was being recorded?
Yeah, I checked that out because I kept my information, and it's in the terms of reference of guidance that they sent us before we actually went up to Dublin to give her, and it says that it was going to be recorded.
Okay, and did they say anything about it being destroyed?
Of course not. And even, it was my testament, as I said before to you, I think, last time I spoke to you, yeah. It took 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
When I arrived.
Four tough hours.
Yeah, emotionally and psychologically it was tough going, because when I arrived, all I had was 2 sheets of A4 paper to give the structure of what happened to me, that I would give them. And, of course, they did question and answer all the way through, and it lasted 4 hours. So a thing like a recording, I wasn't interested if it was being recorded or not.
You're adamant, Patrick, you were not told on the day that your 4 hours of evidence to a government-appointed commission, with all that's involved in that in terms of veracity and protocols, you're adamant you were not told your recording was going to be destroyed.
Of course not. I knew it was going to be recorded before I left home, but I forgot about it. Looking at it now, I thought to myself, I recorded it, and then last weekend, apparently, they destroyed it. And now Judge Murphy won't appear in front of a committee. So there's question marks. My artwork stands up. You know, it's just a question mark. And I'm not getting any older, and there's people older than me survived out of Bethany and all the other homes as well. And they're all feeling the same way, because we went through the years of trying to get the commission set up in the first place. And then we went from 15 to 16, 16 to 17, 17 to 18 to 19 to 20, and now we're in 21. And finally, we get the report, which I got the hard copy yesterday. Mm-hmm. And that's gobbledygook, as you know, you went through a lot of it. And it just seems as though they did a sort of survey, a glossary of what happened to Ireland in regards to the children and the homes. But there's no forward thinking of what happens to me, what happens to the people who are even worse than me, and how people like me, and who got to find their records, and the mothers who are wondering what happened to their children. And there's mothers out there at a certain age, and they're probably, and maybe grandmothers, who probably know about children who are in these homes and disappeared. And they don't know where they went, or don't even know even if they existed.
Yeah. I take your point, you understand, about gobbledygook, because I did say, and I say it again because I've read more of it. And for example, the section on adoption could be used by me or anyone, you, Patrick. We could pick that up that section on adoption and go in tomorrow morning to the King's Inns or the Law Society of Ireland and give a very comprehensive lecture on the history of adoption in Ireland, including references to about 40 or 50 relevant cases. So in that sense, it's very learned. But what's missing, in my humble opinion, is the narrative, is the evidence of the is the evidence of people like yourself. And even the word evidence is used in different meanings in different sections. But that's not here there at this stage. Are you aware that the Clon Project, I know you're aware of it, they are asking people, they're livid over the destruction of the 550 interview recordings, as reported first, I think, in the Irish Examiner. And they are asking people, if they are upset by this, not to contact the commission force, but to contact the Data Protection Commission. And they're also saying people should contact the Gardaí about destruction of evidence of a commission of investigation. But that's all on their website, which is clonproject.org. Anyone who's... everyone is interested, but anyone who is able to access websites, that's their advice at the minute. They're saying, please take it up with the data. Please do not let this go. That's what they're saying. That's people's own decision. But please do not go to the commission and think you're going to get an answer, because it's not their job. But go to the Data Protection Commission and go to the
Gardaí. But Joe, it's gone.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
The data's gone.
Yeah.
And the person who could answer that refuses to get into a position to answer that. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's just gone. And it shouldn't have gone. And there should be a way that she should be forced. I don't know if she can be forced to appear and answer questions. I just don't know the legality of that. But it doesn't take away because people like me, it's our emotions, it's our, our the way we feel inside of what happened. That feeling of hurt doesn't go away. It stays with you all your life, what happened to you, mothers and the children. It stays with us.
Okay.
So when this comes into the media and then something comes up like this, it's just another slap in the face.
Now, in fairness to Justice Murphy, she said she can't attend at that time, but there might be another time. I don't know. There possibly will be.
But the Minister of Children, he said he was going to have things tied up by the end of April.
Yeah, but remember the deadline for, if you want to raise the issue of your transcripts the recordings being destroyed is the end of this very short month, the month of February. There's only 4 Mondays, 4 Tuesdays, there's only exactly 4 weeks. So if people, we're nearly halfway through it. I'm looking at your piece of art.
Well,
it's very striking. That's blood stains, is it? You intend them to be drops of blood?
You can take what you want from it.
Okay.
But that summed it up for me.
Okay.
You know, I've yet to read it all.
And how
it's on the left-hand side, it goes page one, and then it goes all the red line, goes all the way down to page 2,860 or 20, whatever it is.
And have you managed to, now that you have it in hard copy?
It arrived yesterday.
It's some weight, isn't it?
It is.
Some parcel.
I thought somebody had sent me a present.
And how have you been in the last few weeks as all this is swirling round? And
well, the nice thing is I spoke to another person that you spoke to.
Great.
John Hill.
Yeah.
And I was talking to him just before Annette phoned me earlier from RTE. And John and I were talking about a week ago.
Okay.
And John's taken on board. He made a suggestion of planting a tree in Dublin.
Okay.
And I suggested that John should work on the project of a tree in every county in Ireland.
Okay, so you're...
And each council, 26 counties, and then eventually there's 6 up north. But the 26 counties plant a tree in memory of the mother and baby homes. And John's working at that in the moment, which is something...
And John Hill, I remember him as I remember your experience in Bethany. But John was the man, he was boarded out as
That's
a farmhand.
Right.
He never knew a Christmas and was never allowed to eat with the family. It's harrowing.
He's still trying to find his twin sister.
Yeah. Okay, Patrick, thanks indeed. Patrick, stay well and look after yourself and keep working on that incredible art you do in terms of communication.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks indeed.
I just hope something good comes out of what you're trying to do.
Okay,
appreciate it.
What you're trying to do. Okay, thanks, Patrick Anderson McQuaid. 51551, Marshall.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.